Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Guys, I'm on YouTube. I don't know. Danny Welbeck's overhead kick from last night.
I thought you were making us rap.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, Graham, you pretend you're the commentator, and I'm going to cross over to you, all right?
He was doing this while you were prepping for the last story of the day.
That's all he was thinking. He wasn't really tuned in for the last link.
He was...
Oh, right.
He was watching the Arsenal-Leicester highlights beforehand.
Lewis Hamilton joke.
It wasn't a joke.
Wearing the helmet.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Okay, so I...
Who's playing?
I'm the main
Norwich
anchor.
Norwich against Watford.
And it's
a relegation scrap.
1-1, and I'm going
to... Can you give me a bit more of a build-up to the goal? I don't want just the goal to
I'm going to cross over to you. Well, no, because then it's...
That's fine. I want to set the scene.
No, look, he's just missed his shot.
I need to set the scene. No, go back. I need to set the scene. Just play it from... Yeah, okay, perfect.
All right, so... Hello, welcome back to the sports show. My name is Nathan O'Reilly. We're going to cross over to Graham O'Toole.
I thought you were being a commentator, not the host.
Oh, I am the host.
I'm the commentator.
I'm the host.
Okay.
I'm the main anchor, and we're going to be crossing over live to Vicarage Road, where it is currently 1-1. What is happening over there, Graham?
Yes, it is Vicarage Road. The Hornets against Norwich City. Against Norwich City. If this is a relegation battle where Norwich City seems to be no way back for them. Watford teetering on the brink of survival, but here we go. We have Watford with the pass out. They're running through on goal. There's a guy, number 23. His name is Sarr. Actually played very well against Liverpool earlier on the season. He takes a shot. Oh, the ball pops up. It's Danny Welbeck with the overhead kick. It goes into the top right-hand corner. Oh, shades of Emre Can from 3 years ago. Olivier Giroud at the Emirates. But this man has put his name in the bicycle kick history books at Vicarage Road in front of a record crowd of zero people saying it. Surely that was the goal that saves Watford City's Premier League status.
Okay.
Just listening to you do it there, I think there's an unprecedented love. Well, no, that's not the right word, but
for Liverpool. The
skill of a commentator to make the action
We're
flow.
Crossing over to you, horrible. Callum. You have to do this one.
It's very hard.
The screen is tiny.
You have to do this.
It's Steven Gerrard versus.
Over to you. All right. 2005 Champions League, Liverpool against Olympiacos at Anfield. Rivaldo has played very well, I have to say. But we're crossing over now to Callum Farmer, who's at Anfield. How are you getting on,
Thank
Callum?
Thank you, Nathan. It's a very cold night here at Anfield. Are we at Anfield? Why aren't you playing the clip? The guys, they look really bored in the crowd. Oh, it's Gerrard! What a goal! Ah! I just deafened everyone listening to the podcast. The man, he's got his hands in his face. He looks like an angry Roy Keane.
No. Give me one. Quickly, come on, guys.
That was pointless because I didn't get any build-up. The goal happens as soon as you click play.
You had no passion in your voice. You
were
so wooden.
I just shouted and deafened everyone.
A bit of emotion.
Wooden?
Here, guys, someone give me one. Are you looking up one, girl?
No, I'm looking up something else.
Well, I will do... Torres goal. Okay, you, Callum, you're the main anchor.
Here is some football, and we go over to Nathan O'Reilly. It's Fernando Torres against Barcelona.
Hello, yes, thank you very much. Evening all. I'm here in the Nou Camp. Fernando Torres, he has just gotten the ball. He's taking it around Victor Valdez. Oh, you beauty! Unbelievable
really
scene!
A beautiful goal.
Fernando Torres has broke. Oh, shit.
Why did you swear on the podcast?
Sorry for swearing. Difficult being a commentator because you have to think of words very quickly. Anyone
yes.
saying anything?
Yeah, no, I think there's a...
I'm trying to learn the back off this song.
Oh, yes,
say
sorry. Yes.
Sorry.
Is there anything I can do?
No, you just stay quiet. Okay.
There is a lot of respect for the commentators.
There is. It's so hard.
Well, I say what came up on the show.
Because your head is moving so quickly. Yeah. You can say what's coming up
do you
on the... do you want it? No, it's okay. Yeah, you say what's coming up on the podcast today.
Well, folks, you're in for a hell of a time. This is going to be a hell of a podcast, one to remember.
Wow, he's used the word hell twice in five words.
I speak about a big bat. Graham speaks about a massive snake. WhatsApp, do you hold down the mic? Do you swipe up? Also, am I having an affair with a man? And will I be making love to him in a log cabin?
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Why, howdy there. I want to begin the show with a massive announcement. You're not going to believe it. Yesterday, I put my hand in my wallet and I spent 99 cents to get more space in my iCloud. Oh. Thus leading me to update my iPhone.
Well done, well done.
It was because of the COVID app, I couldn't get the COVID tracking without updating my phone. So I did it.
That's how they get you.
I did it for you guys.
That's how they get you.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Came across something last night. I was petrified of it. Didn't know what to do, so I decided to send the image into our WhatsApp group with myself, Graham, and producer Callum. And my God, if I'm ever in danger, it's nice to know that not one of you will respond to my message.
It was 21:59. 1 minute to 10 o'clock.
You were reading your book. You saw that I sent a message to you.
I keep an eye on what comes through, but I don't open up anything. I'm like, no. After 9 o'clock, don't come near me.
Producer Callum, did you see what I sent?
I was asleep.
Asleep? Oh my God. Well, let me explain to you the horror of this image. There is a human-sized bat in the Philippines. It's a real thing. It exists. Its wingspan can reach 55 feet. They only eat fruit. I have the image in front of me. Initially, I thought it was Christian Bale preparing to be Batman again, even though they're not doing a film with him in it. But it's actually a giant bat. Thoughts?
Yeah, apparently his name is Kevin. He plays midfield for the minor team and great under a high ball, I hear.
Can I just bring up a point? 55 feet. That's 17 metres.
5.5 feet.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see the decimal point.
Well, that's very important.
Is it very important?
Very important as well, yeah.
He has a massive wingspan. Why aren't you saying anything more about this giant bat?
I've seen this picture before of the giant bat.
And you didn't warn us?
No, because I was reading into it and it says, okay, maybe a bat that is bigger than other bats, but because this picture is all about perspective, because it's in the foreground at the front of the picture and there's a motorbike in the background, but the motorbike seems it's like it's the same size as the bat.
The bat is the same size as the motorbike.
But that's because it looks like the motorbike is beside it, but the motorbike is actually further away, making it smaller.
How do you know? You weren't there.
Fair enough. Do you know what I like about this as well? So it's a screenshot that's obviously been sent to you by your girlfriend at 21:58 because it's her Instagram account. You saw it, you obviously got really scared, and then you just sent it straight away at 21:59. You just couldn't deal with having this on your phone by yourself. So within less than a minute, you forwarded on to us and probably four or five other accounts
as well. A few different groups.
I know the ones you sent it on to as well. There's your lads group as well. Definitely send it on to them to get a bit of a reaction before they were in bed.
No reaction as well. No one's responding to this image.
What was Becca's, your girlfriend's?
She just said, did you look at that? Look at the size of the thing. Seriously.
I don't think it's that big.
Animals can be huge, Graham. You know my favourite YouTube video, the giant chicken. If you haven't seen it.
Okay, that is true. And
explain
that is,
to me, is that perspective? I don't see any motorbikes beside it.
Honestly, if you saw this thing walking around at the theme park, you think there's somebody inside the costume. It is absolutely massive.
I implore you to go onto YouTube right now, type in giant chicken. It will just make your day.
We'll put these two images. We'll put the image of the giant bat and the image of the giant chicken on our Instagram story. But we'll also have to do other stories. Me kind of doing a disclaimer saying, yeah, I think it's perspective, because if people aren't listening to the show and they see the bat, they could get very scared.
Well, what about the chicken? What are you going to say about that?
You're on your own with the chicken.
All right, it'll be going up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We just talked about a giant bat and a giant chicken. And we're going to continue the animal theme because I'm talking about an eastern brown snake in Australia.
A giant snake, you say?
No, just a normal one. Nathan, you have recently started to get behind the wheel again to learn how to drive.
I have.
Well, could you imagine if you were driving along the M50 and all of a sudden an eastern brown snake sneaks up the gear stick into your truck.
Wait, I'm trying to think what a gear stick is. I'm a bit rusty behind the wheel.
And then attempts to bite you, because this is what happened to Jimmy in Australia as he was driving along the motorway. And actually, we're going to cross over to our partners in Australia, Nine News. We've got a good relationship with them. And we have Tesla Harding on the line. Tesla, how fast was Jimmy going in the truck?
Jimmy was doing more than 120 kilometres an hour, racing to find a hospital, thinking he'd just been bitten, while tangling with this highly venomous and deadly eastern brown snake, which slithered up his leg while driving.
Tesla, I told you, this is radio, we can't see it. You have to imagine it.
Tesla, what happened to the snake?
Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, what exactly happened when the snake entered the truck?
I'm driving along at 100 and I just started to brake, and the more I moved my legs, the more, because it's pretty big, it started to wrap around me, and then its head just started striking at the chair. Like that?
Oh my God. So Jimmy had obviously been pulled over by Australian police because they were saying, why is this man driving so erratically? So he's basically trying to save himself. Oh, Tesla joins us again. Oh. Tesla, what did he use to kill this uninvited passenger?
The 27-year-old used a work knife and a seatbelt to kill his uninvited passenger.
Okay, thanks.
How do you kill a snake with a seatbelt? I suppose it's a little bit sharp.
You took him in.
Oh, you took.
Yeah, you put the seatbelt on. You go, sit there, snake, and then you stab him. You go, ha ha, gotcha. Wait a second. Isn't that illegal?
Now, that's normally illegal, but police are giving him a pass for that and for speeding too, given he thought he only had minutes to live.
This is an incredible story. Shut up, Jimmy. This is an incredible story. And actually, was he actually bitten, Tesla, at the end of this?
Fortunately, Jimmy hadn't been bitten. Paramedics confirming he was just in shock. And to be honest, who could blame him?
No. Who could blame him?
Can you ask Tesla, does she like me?
And to be honest, who could blame him?
No.
What? What does she mean by that?
Who could blame him?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
The weather was disgusting last night.
Oh, God.
When I was lying on my couch, sipping on a green tea, I thought of you. My dear friend Graham playing his first challenge game with the Ranelagh Gaels.
Yeah, we were back last night and the weather was horrendous. I want to do a special shout out.
Okay.
I said I'd give a shout out this morning.
Oh, lovely.
To one of the people on the opposing team that shouted to my marker, give him a box there so he can't talk on the radio in the morning. I go, thanks very much. I'll give you a shout out.
What was the score?
We're playing Gotta Get It Wrong, aren't we?
Well, what at was this, seven, Graham? Tell
at
us.
7:45.
What was the score? How did you play?
If you want to win €100, text or WhatsApp us. Look, it was our first game back.
Yeah, what was the score?
1:14-7 or something like that. Look, we're getting better.
Did you start?
I did.
How's your fitness?
Not great.
But you've been running on that patch of grass outside your house for weeks.
I haven't really, though. I've been lying to you all.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's hot. It's spicy. It's very warm. So the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. At the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, I can see you have the newspaper in front of you. You have a pen in your hand. You are ready to go. The stage is all yours.
I want to kick off about these guys. Maybe don't look back in Combine Harvester.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Liam Gallagher, back in the 90s, said that he took a giant Combine Harvester on a mile-long spin in the dead of night to spy on fellow Mancunians, the Stone Roses.
Oh.
So Oasis were in this recording studio in South Wales, in the middle of the countryside. And the Stone Roses, a huge band from the 90s, were also in another recording studio somewhere near them. And Liam said, we went to have a little snoop. It was, right, what the F are they up to? As they hadn't been doing anything for 3 years. I'm on a proper combine harvester. When you've got to get up the ladder and it's miles up. Off we go, crawling down the road with the big lights on. It looked bonkers. We drove in, turned the lights off and rolled out like something out of The Professionals. We could hear some bass line and drums. We got caught and went in for to have a little chat. The next night, they came over on a tractor. We were in bed.
What is going on?
That's my story.
That is Liam a great Gallagher. Story.
But it doesn't say how Liam got the keys to the combine harvester. Did he rob the combine harvester? He just says, I just hopped on the combine harvester and went down to the Stone Roses.
I've never seen a combine harvester in person.
But do you know what it is?
Yes,
I
kind of.
It's a massive machine. It is huge.
Can you drive it during the night? Are there lights on it?
Yeah, he said he had the big lights on.
Okay.
You can drive machinery at night time as long as it's got the lights.
Thank you very much for that.
It's a nice little tidbit of a story.
Great imagery. I can smell the grass that he's driving through.
Just couldn't see the lights.
I can hear the music in the garage. My story is interesting. They're going to be doing a brand new film on this band.
Spin 1038 playing Britpop from the 90s and disco from the 70s this morning.
The Bee Gees. I don't know much about the band, I'll be honest with you. I thought they were from Sweden. I found out this morning.
It's ABBA, you're thinking of?
They were from the UK.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees. Three members, Robin Gibb, Barry Gibb, and Maurice. I don't know his surname.
Gibb.
Oh, Gibb.
Yeah.
They're three brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Very interesting. Well, let me tell you something. Robin Gibb's son, RJ, he wants someone to play his dad. This person, his friend of the show, Rami Malek.
Oh, who played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
With the big donkey teeth.
Yeah, the teeth were too big.
Now, I was trying to read this article thinking, oh, clearly what has happened, Robin Gibb's son hasn't seen Rami Malek act before. He hasn't seen Bohemian Rhapsody. But he actually said he saw the film and that's why he wants him to play his father. I'm sorry, did you miss the donkey teeth?
What about me? Not with those teeth, mate.
In fact, they even said it in the film. Actors weren't even reading lines from the script. They were just saying, I'm sorry, your teeth are just so big.
But we have to say that we constantly say his teeth weren't that big in real life.
No.
They weren't. That's why we keep referring to them.
I will say Barry Gibb could be played by Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
there's talks about that.
I like
that'd be
that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But Rami, if you're listening, just audition to play this person.
Donkey.
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 Donkey. Donkey.
Come on. Just do it. Play donkey.
Democratic cowboy? You get the win this morning. Of course you do.
I think once I said Rami Malek, I won.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
We reward you for getting questions wrong. If you top the leaderboard by the end of the week, you're gonna walk away with a tasty sum of money, 100 quid to be exact.
Becca is on top at 15, but can anybody knock her off the top spot? Playing this morning is Clarence. Hey, yeah.
How are you?
Dreams
Oh, wow. Do
come true. I cannot believe we are talking to the Clarence.
We're such a fan, Clarence. We absolutely love you.
That's me.
Clarence, welcome to the show. Can I ask, where have you been all our life?
Where have I been? I've been listening every morning, sitting in. Well, no, I shouldn't say traffic. I can't say traffic anymore, but I've been here listening.
Aww.
Clarence.
Waiting for this moment.
Can you believe it? That you are the very first Clarence we've ever had on the show. Come on,
Clarence.
Come on.
Clarence, I want to know literally everything about you. What does Clarence do? What's his favourite meal? The stage is yours.
So Clarence is a nurse in a very busy Dublin hospital. So just like
of
your
course.
Fine self.
Of course he is.
Currently in work.
Clarence, I just knew that you were a person who cared for people.
Yeah.
I could tell from your voice straight away that you're a beautiful human being.
Oh, he's stunning. Clarence, I did include favourite meal. I'd love to hear it.
Favourite meal? That'll have to be a 3-in-1.
Oh, gorgeous.
Duh. Of course.
Yeah.
All right, Clarence, let's have a game. We've got to get it wrong. Let's do
Clarence.
It.
Perfect.
Let's do it. These are the rules, Clarence. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on.
He knows it.
He knows. He knows. Okay, Beck is on top with 15. Clarence, by God, best of luck.
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Moo.
What rhymes with grass?
Me.
What do we drink from a cow?
Coke.
How many eyebrows does the average human have?
20.
What's 64 minus 8?
2.
19 plus 12 is 21. True or false?
True.
What sport did Lance Armstrong used to play?
Tennis.
Name a bald celebrity.
Louis Armstrong.
What fast food chain is Colonel Sanders associated with?
Burger King.
Who manages Liverpool Football Club?
Arsene Wenger.
Do your best impression of Micheál Martin.
Hell yeah.
What TV show is the character Homer Simpson in?
Futurama.
Who is Bart Simpson's father?
Me.
Sing a Miley Cyrus song.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Name a Rihanna album.
Skip.
Name someone Jessica Simpson has married.
Skip.
Name a Bruce Willis film. Okay. Clarence, this is going to be close. Oh, brother, how did you find it?
As everyone says, you think you're going to ace it and then it happens and yeah.
I think it's fair to say we've fallen in love with Clarence.
Yeah.
There's something about him that he just comes on with such warmth, energy. He has lovely knuckles, low-hanging ears, and he reminded me of someone.
Who?
Clarence, you're not going to believe it.
Give me your best one.
You reminded me of...
Oh, God, the pressure's on.
The Messiah!
It doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, God. That is gas. That's a good one. I like that one.
Do you look like Hosier?
I actually don't, because my hair started a few years ago, and it's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
This guy.
It breaks my heart, Clarence, saying that you got 14.
Clarence.
Graham, say something to Clarence.
Clarence. Will you promise me something, Clarence?
I will.
Will you come back?
I will, of course. 100%.
My heart skipped a beat there. I was thinking, maybe we never talk to him again.
Please come back. Don't be a distant father. Don't come back 6 years later.
I won't.
Clarence.
I'll hound that text line over the next couple of weeks again.
An absolute pleasure chatting to you, my friend. Have a great day.
Pleasure is mine.
Have a good day. Just applaud Clarence. Farewell.
Bye.
Farewell.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I know we bring this up from time to time, but this morning there's a few absolute shockers in here. Just going back through your Gotta Get It Wrong questions.
I type 20 questions every morning before the show. I don't have to do it, but I do it.
No, you do have to do it.
And then
it's your
you
job.
And producer Callum, you're always looking out for mistakes.
Okay, so question number 12. What TV show is the character Homer Simpson in? Homer Simpson. And it's a small H as well. He didn't even bother putting in the capital H if you thought you were going to do Homer. But the creme de la creme. Question number 9. It sounds okay to say, what fast food chain is Colonel Sanders associated with? But he spelled Colonel K-E-R-N-E-L.
What's wrong with that?
K-E-R-N-E-L.
Yes, Colonel.
Colonel is C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
That's colonel.
No. How do you spell... What do you brush your hair with that isn't a brush? What do men use? A comb? How would you spell
B-R-U-S-H.
That?
B-R-U-S-H.
No, comb. By your understanding, you'd spell comb C-O-M-E.
Colonel... There's a word called colonel.
This is how bad our reputation has got. Yesterday on Steve K's show, someone messaged in Cadbury and they spelled it C-A-B-U-R-Y. And then they followed up, oh, sorry about that. My spelling is as bad as Graham and Nathan's.
I find it very hard to believe that you knew how to spell Colonel Sanders' name correctly.
Why?
Colonel.
Colonel, yeah. It's like colonel.
We say Colonel Sanders. We don't say Colonel Sanders.
But we say comb, not comb.
I say comb.
Okay.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Good morning, Graham. You've been pecking at me all morning. Not literally, because you're not a chicken, but you were criticising my WhatsApp technique there.
Well, I was also criticising your gotta-get-around questions. I've been actually on you a lot this
you
morning.
Have.
But I'm trying to make your life easier with this whole WhatsApp recording because I've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. What I've seen offends me and I'm trying to make your life easier. And you won't listen. And I'm just going to...
You are my only friend that... criticizes me about yes. I'm here
the
to
end.
Tell you, you're my only friend. Look, I want to just explain to you how I use WhatsApp. Okay, so it's an app on your phone. I click into it, and I like to send WhatsApp voice messages because I'm on the radio. I think I have a very sexy voice, so let's send as many WhatsApp voice notes to people as I can.
Okay.
Now, how I do it is there's a microphone that I hold down. I record the message. Bada bing, bada boom, the message finishes.
They have made a new feature where you hold it down, you swipe up, and then you can let go of your phone and then you press send, which makes your life so much easier. If your finger slips, you don't lose the whole message. I've seen you lose messages from your finger slipping and you getting angry.
It's just
in studio.
Because of my phone. It's not my method. It's just my phone can be a little bit...
Well, then just swipe up.
The swipe up. I have a problem with it. A massive problem. First of all, when did it happen? Was there a massive marketing campaign on it? Because I wasn't aware of this swipe up. Second of all, I don't like the swipe up because how do I stop? How do I stop the message? What I like about holding on to the WhatsApp voice message is then I can stop it with the microphone by just lifting my finger up.
Press send. You press send.
No, because
or
I
you
get
press...
different options. And what if I'm not happy with it? What if I want to
press cancel and then it goes into
I don't know
a little,
where the cancel button is.
Right beside send.
I want to know this morning, do you stick to the old way?
I'm telling
the
you
the right way.
I'm telling you.
The vintage way.
Nobody listening this morning is still holding down as they're sending a WhatsApp voice message.
Text,
one person.
WhatsApp, or heck, send in a WhatsApp voice note and tell us what you are doing. Are you holding on to the microphone?
No.
Or are you doing this really strange swipe up? Let me tell you something, Graham. All my friends, everyone in my life, I know they do my technique.
Oh, really? What about your housemate, Ricky, who sent us this?
Baffling to me that anyone still holds down the button to record a voice note. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that anyone still do it. How awkward it is holding the button down while trying to record this as close to your face. It's ridiculous. The fact you still do it, Nathan, is dumb.
Richard. How dare you?
Mike, hold or swipe?
No, you have to swipe up.
Do you have to, though, Mike?
You do. What if you're sending a long one? Could be a minute and a half. You can't hold the microphone. What happens if your finger slips off?
Yes, you can. When did you make the switch?
I couldn't even tell you. It's been a long time. If you slip it and half a voice note gets sent, you can't have that.
No, it's horrendous. And I can't believe this man is trying to push this agenda that he actually thinks that people are still holding it down in the year 2020. It's insane.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Mike, thanks very much for coming on. Bye.
Okay, cheers.
Shame on you, Mike.
It's like you have shares in the holding down because it just doesn't make any sense in why someone would push this agenda.
All right, we heard two people there, but I'm very hopeful. I've said it before, 95% of people...
You know it's bad when you're making up your own stats.
Use my technique, hold down on the microphone. I want to hear from you.
I don't hear anyone.
087...
They're very quiet.
711-1038. Let's speak up right now.
It's like an exercise having to hold down your thumb onto that stupid little microphone. You swipe up, you walk around, and you never lose another WhatsApp voice recording. But we're asking you, hold or swipe? It's a simple question. Keith, on... ironically, WhatsApp voice note.
Ah, lads, I have to side with Nathan on this one.
Yes!
It is definitely a hold down the button, just in case you make a mistake, or you say something stupid, or you make a show of yourself. You can just slide to the left to cancel.
No, because you can't. There's a cancel button.
Let me tell you about my technique very quickly. When you hold down to the microphone and you're not happy with the message, swipe left and it disappears. It vanishes.
But what if it accidentally sends?
It won't.
If you can press cancel,
95% of people side with me, Graham.
Sarah Jane.
Ah, lads, have I been asleep? I didn't know you could do that swipe, and I'm still not doing it at the minute after you're telling me. So
yes,
I'll stick with Nathan for a while.
Okay.
Oh, this is great news,
Tom.
Sorry, Nate. Delivering the dark ages, pals. Tom Milton Salvage. Swipe up is the way of the future. So much easier.
Swipe up is the way of the future.
Tom, please.
Shelley.
Morning. I didn't even know you could do that with your WhatsApp. Yeah, I hold the button.
Sinead.
I have a hybrid technique because if I'm sending a short note, I'll hold it. But if I'm planning to talk, I'll lock. But I also have a theory that the reason that no one is saying that they're in agreement with Nathan is that all of their fingers slipped before they successfully could send it.
Yes!
No!
Yes! I like that one. I like that one a lot. Let's go to the phone lines. Kiva, what are you saying?
100%, but like, yes. I actually didn't know you could swipe, so I might try that.
No, Kiva. You gotta stay vintage. You gotta stay loyal to holding on to the microphone. And I'm glad, though, you did say you didn't know about the swipe up, because I'd never heard of it myself.
Kiva, have you ever lost a WhatsApp voice recording because your finger slipped?
No, I actually haven't. And like, I pretty much only use them. Like, I never send texts. So, it's working for me. So, it's not broke.
Do you know what, Kiva? I want you to go away and give the old swipe up a go just for the 24 hours and let us know how your life has changed.
No.
How about that?
Maybe.
Kiva, don't. Like, why on earth would you move over and do this stupid swipe up when everything is perfect? You have a lovely experience with holding down the microphone.
You'll learn, Kiva.
Don't leave, Kiva. Please don't leave.
You'll learn. Bye.
No, stay with me.
I feel like a Jehovah Witness coming up to people's doorsteps because Sarah Jane, who recently said that she holds down, has just messaged and said she's converted.
Oh, this is terrible.
To the swipe up. Evelyn, good morning. What do you do?
Good morning. I've been holding it down the entire time.
Yes, Evelyn.
I just learned this.
Oh, so you've just learned this morning too. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, this has backfired. Please tell me you're going to stay loyal, Evelyn.
Have you ever lost a voice recording by your finger slipping?
Yes, many a time.
Never happen again.
Or send half a message.
Oh, it'll never happen again.
Evelyn.
You won't know yourself.
With this swipe up, I would worry that you'd send a message that you don't want to send and then you can't delete it and it's already sent.
But it's cancelled besides send, apparently.
Yeah, not apparently. Oh, it is.
This is backfiring terribly.
Evelyn, this is great. Good to have a converter on the line. I will see you at Mass this weekend. Bye.
See you then. Bye.
How has this happened?
I'm so upset.
I just want to say you're welcome to anybody listening this morning who has been converted and your life is 10 times better.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Graham, I'm in a bit of a pickle at the moment and I need your help.
Okay.
Now, I haven't spoken about this for a few weeks. Do you know I have a brand new man friend?
Oh, yes, the man friend that you go jogging with and he loves Liverpool like me and his dad owns a chipper.
Yes.
And I love chippers. So you're trying to paint him as a better version of me.
I really like him. I'm so excited that he's now in my life. I think I have to be careful in how I describe him because a few weeks ago when I was saying, oh, he's so good looking, you should see his running gear, my girlfriend was listening to the show and she was worried.
Well, Becca, you don't have to worry about anything at
it's
all.
Fine.
We're not going to make this sexy.
Well, no, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we need to be playing this music.
So you're out running in your short shorts with your new man friend.
Right, just please, come on. I am worried.
Big calves, I'd say.
Huge thighs. And he gets very sweaty from the run. Graham, no, concentrate here.
Sorry,
okay?
Sorry,
I need your help, seriously. I don't think we need this music, man. Come on.
Okay, I'll cut the music.
So,
I'll cut the music.
We do the same route, and I've been running with him once a week. Graham! Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is with this route, he meets me outside my place. So he runs to meet me, then I join him, then we run side by side to his place.
Yeah.
And then he thinks from his place, I run back to my place.
Okay, so in full, you're probably doing the same amount of running.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay, it's a full circle, but you meet each other maybe a quarter of the way and then boom. And yeah, now, that makes perfect sense.
I've ran with him for like four times now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we did the run in the rain. It was quite romantic. It was lovely.
Yeah, I'd say it was.
Yeah. So he met me. We run to his place. And look, I have a confession to make. I don't think he's listening right now.
Huh?
I haven't been running back to my place. So,
Nathan,
what I do is when I'm outside his place, he says, "Okay, man, now it's time for your solo run." And I go, "Yeah, I'm count me in."
Yeah.
And he goes, 3, 2, 1. And then I
he
run.
He actually
off.
Counts you down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and a little fake going, "Pow, go, Nathan, go. I'm so proud of you."
I run 100 yards and then there's these trees that cover me. So once I reach the trees, I walk home. And it takes me around 35 minutes. And I have to be so careful to not be on my phone, because if I put up an Instagram story,
yeah,
or if I send a message on WhatsApp,
do you really think he
can
cares?
See.
Do you think your new man friend is checking WhatsApp to see
so.
When you were last active?
This relationship is built on a bed of lies, and I don't know what to do, because he always says to me, "How are you finding the runs when you run back to your place from mine?" I say, "Yeah, they're great."
Oh.
I'm lying to him. I don't know if I should be honest or not. Even yesterday, I sent him a message saying, "Great run, really enjoyed it," while I was still walking. Guys, honestly, this is no laughing matter. I have a new man in my life, and I'm lying to him. I'm lying to him, and I can't even sleep. Honestly, what should I do?
Bury the lies. Bury the lies.
Should I?
Never let it come
out.
You will get caught out someday, but then just make some excuse. You're good thinking on your feet. You'll come up with something.
Really?
The problem is, will he find out when you're running together? Will he eventually see that you're not actually improving? You're probably getting worse.
That is true. He has been saying you must be getting fitter because you're running a longer length of time than you used to.
Say, so why are you even bothering doing this? Why are you running? Why? Like, just go meet him for a coffee if you want to meet him. Why are you putting yourself through this horrendous running thing that you have no want to do?
Graham, he said to me yesterday that he wants to run a marathon and he invited me to Galway. Honestly, think how romantic Galway is. I think we're staying in a log cabin. Honestly, he wants to go fishing, picnic outside the log cabin.
Are you doing the marathon? You can't do a marathon, Nathan.
Look.
Wait, no. Nathan's going to do a marathon
no,
for the
no,
show.
No,
yes, Nathan's
doing
a marathon for the
no.
show. Excellent. Brilliant. That's happening in September, I think.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's go!
Spin. 103. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 9:02 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, and we might have got Josh in trouble with the newsroom downstairs because he tipped us off to say that McDonald's had delivered breakfast in. Now,
to another radio station.
Well, to the news desk downstairs. Maybe it was a news talk that they delivered to.
I think it was news talk.
So we sent producer Callum downstairs to fish out what was going on. What?
So what do you have? What did you actually get?
So I got 2 cartons of orange juice, a sausage and egg muffin, and 2 bacon rolls, because that's all that was left in
Hold
the
on.
Bag.
But I'm thinking now, did they order that for themselves? Or was it sent
that
in?
Sounds like a small order.
I think it was sent in.
Have we just taken
someone's breakfast?
Someone's breakfast.
I don't know.
Did anyone they were just see you take this?
Yeah, there was bags on people's desks. So
was there loads of bags?
2.
Are you serious?
You've just taken someone's breakfast.
Have we just
breakfast?
Taken someone's breakfast?
I don't think... Josh said we could have that.
I think you need to give it back.
I've just opened it and taken a bite.
Oh, God.
I'm actually kind of worried now. When you went downstairs,
yeah,
were they giving you weird looks?
No, they were like, "Oh, help yourself."
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's why didn't you say that in your story?
Because you made me doubt myself now.
All right, well...
Were they big bags?
No.
Are you worried about the smell in the studio?
Not at all.
Gonna leave?
I cannot wait. I haven't had a sausage and egg my muffin in
Peter
so
Collins
long.
Peter Collins has to do the show
I don't care
after.
About Peter Collins.
We don't go downstairs. It's fine. No one knows who we are.
Fair.
And the smell in the studio, though.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It's 9:14 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan Halsey, and You Should Be Sad. And we have a great prize to give away.
Yeah, right now, you can win a break to the Clayton Hotel Belfast. Hell of a prize. We've teamed up with Clayton Hotels every morning. And this prize is a two-night stay with breakfast on both mornings and dinner on one evening for two people.
We have numbers for the safe in our hotel room. The prize is locked in the safe. If you can open up the safe, you win the prize. But what combination do the numbers go in? The numbers are 824, but Nathan's forgotten them. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Alan, how are things? It's Graham and Nathan.
How are you?
When I say Alan, you say, I'm here, Alan.
I'm here, Alan.
No, I say Alan, and then you say, I'm here. So let's
I'm here.
Wait,
sorry.
Hang on. Didn't say Alan yet. Alan.
I'm here.
Alan.
I'm here.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Alan, right, we want to see, can you win this prize? We want to send you to the Clayton Hotel Belfast. Nathan has the numbers. We don't know the combination of the safe. If you can tell us the correct combination, you will win the prize. What do you think it is?
I think it's 284.
Let's lock it in, Graham.
Let's do it.
Come on.
284.
Come on, baby.
The first time this week, we give away the prize on the first guess. Alan, congratulations. Who are you going to bring on the breakaway?
I am going to bring a friend of mine, believe it or not.
Can you please tell us who that friend is?
Curtis McGrath.
Curtis,
on, Curtis,
are you listening? And tell us, what's your relationship like with Curtis?
Oh, no, we're just friends now, nothing more than that.
Oh, don't worry. How long have you known him for?
The last 12 years.
Oh, lovely. Well, Belfast, watch out. Because Alan and Curtis are coming. They're coming for you.
Thank you very much,
Alan.
Dan.
Thank you for listening. We'll chat to you there on. Bye.
Thank you.
See
you,
Alan.
Bye-bye.
And tomorrow, if you're a fan of Normal People, we're giving away Clayton Hotel Sligo. You can go and try and find Marianne and Connell if they're still going back home.
Shifting in the park.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Okay, let's do this. Come on.
I'll tell you the problem this morning. So you've given me the topic of Kanye West to study.
This is Nathan Knows Nothing. I pick a random topic every Wednesday. Pit Nathan's pitiful knowledge to the test. If he gets two out of three correct, I admit he knows something.
I've actually really enjoyed studying this. There's a lot of information and I took my time.
Yeah.
So I didn't work my way down Wikipedia. So I'm worried that I actually will know no answers from your questions.
Last week, you successfully got two out of three correct when it came to Coco Pops. But how well can you do with Kanye West?
Question. I didn't know that Kanye West went to China.
You should be very careful in what you let me know you know. Question number one. What is Kanye West's middle name? A. Marquise. B. Jermaine. C. Omari.
Omari. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
If he gets this correct, he wins the week.
Are you applauding at your radio right now? I would like to know.
After saying he was the voice of this generation, South Park ridiculed Kanye West in an episode entitled what? A. Chicken Goujons. B. Fish Sticks. C. Beef Jerky.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why fish sticks. I seem to be following the light of the fish. I'm going to lock in fish sticks.
You're going to lock in fish sticks.
Ah! Oh, come on.
He's correct.
This is amazing.
Can he do the clean sweep?
I'm so happy with myself. See, my mum always said that I'm not the brightest, but I'm a people person. You got me a person to study, and this is why I'm doing well.
After Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards, who referred to him as a jackass? A. Beyonce. B. Brad Pitt. C. Barack Obama.
Oh, it's very tough. If I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and they called you, producer Callum, would you know?
I wouldn't know, but I would. There's an assumption in there that I would go for.
I think all three people would say this.
Okay, I want Nathan's answer and then I'll find out what Callum would have said. For a clean sweep, come on.
It was about Beyonce, and I feel like Beyonce would have been interviewed about it. But I feel then Beyonce wouldn't have slagged off Kanye West. Brad Pitt. Why would Brad... No, I'm going to get rid of Brad Pitt, so I have Beyonce and...
Barack Obama.
Was Obama the president during that time? I am going to say Beyonce.
Callum, what would you said?
I would have gone Brad Pitt.
Both wrong.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Both wrong.
Damn it.
It was Barack Obama.
I was going to say Obama.
Nathan knows nothing, but you know what? He knows something about Kanye West.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It's 9:42 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Soleil and Love tonight.
I would still love to know what instrument makes that sound.
Maybe it's you. In the background.
Well, I would like money. Royalties for that song, please.
Jess Glynn isn't happy. Jess Glynn yesterday got turned away from a swanky London restaurant because she wasn't wearing the right attire. And she put up on Instagram saying she wasn't happy at all. She says, "Dear Sexy Fish London," which is the name of the restaurant, "I turned up to your restaurant looking like this." Now, she's wearing a grey hoodie, looks like tracksuit bottoms and some runners. "And you looked me and my friend up and down and said, no, you can't come in, and your restaurant was empty." Oh. She said she's been discriminated against, and people then, I think she was looking for support online. Oh, people did not support her online.
Oh, they turned against her.
Yeah. One person said, "If anyone asks what privilege is, I'm just going to point them to Jess Glynn complaining she's been discriminated against because she can't wear a hoodie while eating 300 pound sushi in Mayfair." So this has brought me on to celebrities. You just expect that they're get accepted into everywhere when they turn up. You think that the establishments are just delighted to have them. It's not the case, because we've talked about it before when Shawn Mendes was over here. He tried to get into Bruxelles one night just off Grafton Street.
He's too young.
He was only 20 at the time.
Yeah, 21.
And the age limit was 21. So do you know what? Fair play to the door staff there. They kept to their rules. Lewis Hamilton. Was he, how many, five times world champion, Formula One?
Net worth, millions and millions of money.
Lewis Hamilton was once refused entry to the Royal Box at Wimbledon because he wasn't dressed smart enough.
Oh, what was he wearing?
I don't know.
The helmet. "Please take off your helmet. I refuse."
Didn't want to be hit by any tennis balls. Rita Ora also had a problem getting into one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants.
Oh, now Gordon.
Because she was wearing a tracksuit.
Well, we're wearing tracksuits.
I think there's dress codes in these places, so they're just like, no, I don't care who you are. If you're not dressed properly, you can't come in. Ed Sheeran, this is an interesting one. Doesn't give me any information as to why, but he was refused entry to his label's Grammy after party 4 years in a row. He's not doing something right.
Brilliant.
He's not doing something right. From celebrities not being able to get in to restaurants and sports events, to celebrities who've been banned from countries as a whole.
Oh, that's severe.
Sacha Baron Cohen, who played this guy.
"Yes, you match. And my name is Borat. I like you."
He put Kazakhstan on the map, but they weren't happy at the beginning because they banned Sacha Baron Cohen from getting into the country because they said it was disrespectful to their nation.
Well, he was singing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, and he made it up.
Yeah.
"Oh, Kazakhstan is the greatest country in the world." But the ban was later lifted in 2012 because the Kazakh foreign minister said he was grateful for how the film had helped bring tourism to the country.
That's great.
And this is a very nice problem to have. In 2012, Snoop Dogg found himself in trouble with Norwegian officials when he landed in the country. He was banned for 2 years because he broke two offences. One of them, he entered the country with too much cash.
What?
He had too much cash on him, so they said, sorry, you can't carry that much cash. He was fined and banned from the country, but he didn't seem too concerned because his lawyer later stated that he wouldn't appeal the ban and said he could live with the decision. I think we could all live with the decision. I'd live with the decision too if I was banned from countries because I had too much cash.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.